As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of 1. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, it's a good choice of hat, I guess.
Yeah, I have about, 30 hats, so... I have a hat for every occasion. One thing I don't have is a Star Trek hat, which is strange, but
not counting former army uniform headgear, I have 3. I have 2 Raiders hats and 1 Penguins hat. Well, and my black and red Santa hat, but that's it. That's about it. This isn't the hat show. This is the Daily Cup of Genre. Welcome to it, everybody. Here on the Genreverse YouTube channel and podcast network, wherever you get your podcasts from. We got a lot of really great shows, so give us a subscribe, give us a follow, leave reviews, thumbs up, thumbs down. Let us know why the down. If it's our hot takes and shit opinions, I can't promise we can do anything about that. Those will continue to come. But if there's something on the technical side or some suggestion to make the show a bit better, we are open for suggestions. Who is we? We is Kyle, myself, and Manny. Yeah, man, I tweeted out yesterday's episode and said it's been a crazy 72 hours, and now we can up that to a crazy 96 hours.
Yeah.
Big DC news. James Gunn came out last night and started tweeting some things to get control of the narrative going around. Not just, you know, control of the narrative, but set the record straight is what I should say. But a little bit of both. He wanted to set the record straight on a few things. Some of these things I wasn't expecting to be discussed. I figured there'd be some other projects potentially discussed first, but let's just go ahead and bring over the window. James Gunn tweeting out yesterday at 8:49 p.m. I'm guessing Eastern time, since that's where
that's Eastern time.
My tweets are usually based on that time. Peter and I have a DC slate ready to go, which we couldn't be more over the moon about. We'll be able to share some exciting information about our first projects at the beginning of the new year. So that's the big one. Many people were thinking, like you had mentioned, maybe WonderCon, we might hear something. There might be a special event, you know, Comic-Con maybe even. But no, we're going to get a bit more news sooner than later, which I thought is the right thing business wise, not necessarily just, you know, story or fan wise. Cause honestly, I'm a relative fan of some of the DC stuff, not all of it. He continued on, among those on the slate is Superman. In the initial stages, our story will be focusing on an earlier part of Superman's life. So the character will not be played by Henry Cavill. But we just had a great meeting with Henry and we're big fans, and we talked about a number of exciting possibilities to work together in the future. And before we carry on with what else he had to say, we will just kind of digest that. Henry Cavill did release a statement, and it's a bit longer. Do you have that available with you right now, Manny, the Cavill statement?
I should, yeah.
I'll let you go ahead and kind of go over that that one with everyone since it's a bit longer. But what do you think about James Gunn's comments there, man? Like, the fact that he came out with this first, this is like the first official bit of news. What do you think about that?
What that first tells me is that the rumor about him having a meeting this week with WB was true, because he obviously did. What that also tells me is that he has met also pretty much with everyone who's going to be involved, at least at the top, or who's currently involved. And which raises an eyebrow, because Gal Gadot had just tweeted about, you know, continuing to play Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And the very next day is when we heard about the whole Wonder Woman thing.
Yep.
And so now we hear about this, but then Henry Cavill's like, yeah, I'm out. So my main takeaway, I think, is I feel like there's just a little bit of spite in the way he did this. And I applaud him for it, because the internet is such a cruel place anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, we had like the Hollywood Reporter, Variety, The Wrap, just like throwing everything out, and was, you know, something was gonna stick. Then The Wrap did that whole piece on Patty Jenkins, which she responded to, obviously. And then in the morning yesterday, I, you know, Cam, this is before, of course, it was debunked, but I had also sent us in Slack about the piece about Robert Pattinson's Batman possibly being in. And then like 10 minutes later, Gunn's like, yeah, it's all wrong. You got to get new sources, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see how annoying it must have been for them for a while. And because obviously, real or not, the fact that it's online, it's on the internet, creates a narrative, and it people are going to take it as gospel. That's mm-hmm. just what it is. So he took the power back and put it back in his own hands and let everybody know, hey, look, we're ready to go. We're excited. We're going to let you know at the beginning of the year. Can I please have Christmas with my family and New Year's? Thank you. That is all. By the way, Henry Cavill's not coming back. And then he like leaves the room. It's like, what?
Yeah.
That's the way I interpreted it in my entertaining, weird mind. And that's kind of how he did it, because it's almost a jab at everybody back. Like, this is what y'all get for it. But I understand. If you're going to make a 10-year plan, you need a younger... You need to start off with the younger everyone. You need to start off with the younger everyone.
It does kind of bring into question even something Gunn himself had said in early response to the Hollywood Reporter piece, which is we're going to stick with what's working, which most of us, including myself, assumed that meant some of these mm-hmm. either versions of characters, if not actors, and we will jettison what doesn't and create something new. It kind of makes me wonder if he meant by the stick with what's working, not necessarily any actor in a particular role, but maybe some actors and maybe some behind the scenes stuff, not mm-hmm. necessarily.
Some people take the straight path in life, but at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, ranked in the top 5 for best online bachelor's programs. To learn more, visit asuonline.asu.edu.
I mean, do you get the feeling that it's going to be almost a full hard reboot of the DCU? I mean,
where
does that leave things like Peacemaker and stuff, which are so tied to Amanda Waller, who is tied to Henry Cavill's Superman? And like, I still can't see it being a complete and total reboot, but man, is it going to be interesting? Does any movie next year even matter?
I feel like probably Blue Beetle is going to be self-contained enough where it might be okay.
True.
And if or not we do get another, and like apparently Peacemaker has like, yeah, that's gonna happen. So that's for now, it's like, okay, like, if we get it, we get it. If we don't, like, disappointment, yeah, but at the same time, sacrifice your own project for the greater good of DC Films. And then just in general, my biggest question is, okay, like, you got this giant universe, right? So, like, what does happen with Matt Reeves' Batman universe? Like, do you really just leave it alone and have two Batman, which you didn't want to, you've already said you didn't want to have? Or do you just say, oh, well, sorry, guy, that is our Batman, and that's just the way it is, which, okay, fine, that, which, fine, you know, it's a universe, it's characters that worked and made a lot of money for the time it was released, and it has the potential to make a whole lot more money. Like, can you imagine how much more money that movie makes, if the Joker is the villain? And I'm not saying I want to see the Joker as the villain, because I don't, because I'm Joker fatigued out. but it brings in people, ticket sales and everything, because it's the Joker or whatever. Like, and Joker makes money, and we know that, which is why we're still getting that Joaquin Phoenix, which, like, the Joaquin Phoenix, the second Joker film that Todd Phillips is doing, like, that's far enough away where it's like, whatever, like, it's an artsy thing, like yeah, leaving it alone. But
they're filming that right now. He released an official image of Joker being shaved.
Yes. So I just it's a thankless job, and it was gonna, whoever took this job was gonna have to go through this, and it's just been interesting to see the reaction, which appropriately people liked it. So, like, okay, so people like Henry Cavill as Superman, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people didn't like Man of Steel or Justice League or Batman v Superman. But you like the character. And it's like, it kind of reminded me of what you always say about nostalgia sometimes. And I know this isn't that far back for nostalgia, but it's like,
people, you know, have no sense of time anymore. It used to be, you know, we used to balk when someone would be like, oh man, that's so old, and it was like 20 years, and you're like, man, 20 years is not that old. And nowadays, and I'm even guilty of it sometimes, where anything beyond 10 years is old.
Like, you you know, I agree with you, because the city of Fresno 2 days ago opened a time capsule that was put in City Hall when it was built 30 years ago. I was like alive then. I was very little.
I can vividly remember 30 years ago. Like, there's plenty of videotape.
Like, why are you opening a time capsule that is still in our lifetime, and all the people and the people who put it in are still alive? Anyway, that's the point. But the point I'm making is, nobody liked these movies supposedly, and now everybody loved the movies. Now everybody loved the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you guys are the biggest hippos I've ever seen. Hypocrites, I usually just call hippos, just for context, because it's
I
associate them with an animal. Yeah. And I apologize to hippos. It's just your name is the closest to the term. Not saying that the species of hippos are hypocrites. They're very, very cute with their little ears. But do you agree with me or not that people are like the absolute worst?
Oh, I despise people. Come on now. Especially myself. No.
Justice League is the worst. And Snyder is the worst. And then I says, okay, cool, we're getting rid of all of it. No, bring it all back. Yeah. Love it all.
Definitely. Hashtag give the rights back to Marvel. Fan casting's out the ass. And then it's like, oh no, you know what? Instead of recasting the X-Men, just give us the 90s or early 2000s X-Men back. Like, no, guys, no.
Yeah,
no.
It's really annoying. And okay, so what I don't want to see, and this is me just being spiteful, I can't tell you the year, but the years ago, the Golden State Warriors had Monte Ellis and Steph Curry on the same basketball team. Mm-hmm. Of course, you couldn't have both because they technically do the same thing. The Warriors opted to trade Monte Ellis for Andrew Bogut to Milwaukee, from Milwaukee or the Timberwolves, one of those two teams. and the crowds, the people, absolutely livid because Bogut was recovering from an injury, and they booed the ownership. They booed a Hall of Famers at the next game. I mean, just like embarrassingly. And these are the same fans that a few years later, thanks to the changes management made,
mm-hmm.
went on a dynasty run and are still currently the defending NBA champions because of the team they built. No, but you guys wanted a boo back then because these were your favorites, because but you don't understand the business side of things. You don't understand how bigger picture, sometimes tough decisions need to be made. And things need to change. People need to go. Fresh faces need to come in. Somebody needs to come in to do a different job. That's the same thing here. It hasn't worked. The whole DC thing has not worked. It's had its good moments, but it's never worked, which is why WB has had to be sold several times.
Yeah.
But y'all want to boo now. So like, okay, so when we're starting off this next year with that slate, and you start seeing projects that you like, no, don't come back. Start praising Gunn. keep asking to fire Gunn. Keep that energy.
There will be some, and those I will respect. But also, there will be people that are legitimately angry now because they have an affinity for Cavill, who will at least be open minded enough. It's going to cross the spectrum, but the ones that'll be loudest online will be the hypocrites.
Yeah,
they always are.
But you see what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
You see the comparison I'm making? It's just part of it. And the thing is, it's important to note, and nobody seems to remember this. Okay, there's some people, I'm just maybe exaggerating. There's like maybe three other people you included. Gunn and Saffron did not make the decision to bring back Cavill.
Yeah.
That was not, they weren't even hired yet.
Yeah, that's a good, why don't you go ahead and go with that? Because Cavill mentions that specifically in his statement.
So in his statement that he released on Instagram, and then I don't know if he has any other social media handles. He said he just had a meeting with James Gunn and Pete Saffron. And sad news, after all, I will not be returning as Superman. After being told by the studio to announce my return back in October prior to the hire. This news isn't the easiest, but that is life. The changing of the guard is something that happens. I respect that. James and Peter have a universe to build. I wish them all involved with the universe the best of luck and the happiest of fortunes. For those who have been by my side through the years, we can mourn for a bit, but then we must remember Superman is still around. Everything he stands for still exists, and the examples he set for us are still there. My turn to where the cape has passed, but what Superman stands for never will. It's been a fun ride with you all. Up, onwards and upwards.
It's a very classy statement, but it's also one filled with a lot of emotion. I mean, he's straight up saying, showing himself being sad about the situation. You know, hey, it is sad news. He's making sure that people understand that the studio did tell him that he was mm-hmm. good to go, that he would be, you know, back as Superman and yada yada before the James Gunn hire. So that kind of settles some things about, you know, whether or not Rock jumped the gun. You and I both were like, there's no way he does it. There's no way all of that wasn't designed to build buzz around Black Adam and stuff like that, and that the studio was probably well aware he would say things. I mean, but it is a classy statement, and it's one that definitely has a few punctuation points. What do you think that means for Black Adam? And if Black Adam had performed better, would it be any different? I don't think it would be any different. But I do doubt the future of Shazam and Black Adam. What do you think on that?
Oh yeah, I completely doubt the future of everything. I think we're done. I think we're done with all of the CW shows, because there's one or two left. Despite the fact that we are still getting a season of Gotham Knights, and we are getting that season of Superman, Lois, Lois and Clark. I don't remember what the show's called.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be it. That's it for Pennyworth, which I loved. Pennyworth has been such a great show. I think I think that part of the universe, that TV side of the universe, did pretty well.
They had a good run.
The biggest loser, unfortunately, was Swamp Thing. Because that was
the short end of the stick.
Yeah, because it was like, hey, this show's amazing, and WB's like, yeah, we didn't like it. It's like, wait, we all love it. It's like, yeah, but the three guys in the office didn't.
Yeah, three. It bothered Joe. Joe didn't understand, and if Joe doesn't understand, we gotta change everything for Joe.
Yes. So
Joe is just a made up name, people. If there's really someone in that studio with the first name Joe, I'm just making random name.
That'd be fun if it was Joe. He's
it was Joe. Joe was like, no, I really freaking hated Swamp Thing, and I made them change it.
It's just I think he's flexing the muscle also as far as I'm in charge, not The Rock. And this, that's out of context, completely out of context. He never said that. I don't think he meant to say that.
No.
But at the same time, I'm in charge. Peter's in charge. This is our universe. This is what we're doing. That's it. We were hired to do this job. We're doing this job. And this is the way we're doing it. Screw you if you don't like it. And yeah. just to show you how serious we are, the first thing I'm gonna tell you is that Henry Cavill's not coming back.
Yeah.
It's kind of a show of power, I think. But at the same, like I told you earlier, it's a 10-year project. You want to start off with younger characters.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah, yes, and no. Superman is one of those characters who people are only used to two periods, really.
Right.
They're used to Smallville high school, and they're used to adult Daily Planet. So he's one of those that kind of like Iron Man. Even if you restarted Iron Man, he's already grown no one gives a damn about the young adventures of Tony Stark. You know what I'm saying? You want the right businessman. It's fine to have a flashback arc or issue. There's the word I was looking for, issue. It's fine to have something like that. But Supes has never... I mean, I know they've done year one Superman stories and things like that, young Superman stories, but it's always kind of... He almost follows that Jesus story where it's like you see a little bit of youth and then all of a sudden they're 30, you know, mid 30 year old man. And people just buy that. So I am kind of interested into what a full young Superman, someone that, there's not that much depth to him. I mean, in all honesty, I know there are stories with a lot of depth, but just the general, you have to take, and those stories, when you start thinking of things about like Kingdom Come and Red Sun and things like that, they're very specific, and certain things mm-hmm. have already happened in his life. To go to a, let's say, 24-year-old fresh out of journalism school, 24-year-old out of journalism school, Clark Kent Superman, I'm not sure how that plays out, because on that basis level of indestructible and standing for all what's right, there's not that much depth and drama that comes from that era. So I am interested in what will happen with it, but you didn't necessarily have to go with a younger one, although Cavill would be getting pretty old. I mean, he'd be in his 50s by then, and he's like 40 something right now, and he might not be. I'm talking out my ass, probably.
Not sure, but it's just like it's
39.
It's a new guard too. Like he said, like you have your own ideas. It's a new company. Like this is not like none of the people involved. And I'm sure that there's some people behind the scenes who are still the same, but the majority of people involved now were not involved when a lot of these characters were brought in, or actors. So. And plus playing a younger Superman also, like, gives you the opportunity to explore flaws in the character that maybe you want to kind of stretch out and explore, and you're able to bring in and you're able to bring in kind of maybe lesser villains also. Toy Man kind of sticks out. Parasite kind of comes to mind.
You don't want another Lex Luthor with loads of hair.
And the thing is, you could do Lex Luthor again and just kind of stretch out that relationship.
I mean, you could. Everyone's gonna go Mines, Zod, and Lex, of course. You're missing out on opportunities for Brainiac, but I think so many others would be like, no, Brainiac has to be a bigger villain facing
Brainiac's a huge villain. Yeah.
And then I was going to say, you also have some of those other characters that were made, you know, famous by cartoons, older and newer. You think of Solomon Grundy and Bizarro. And there's some out there, but James Gunn has said in the same tweet thread that he will be, or he is writing this Superman movie. It's not a origin story. And interesting enough, he said that he met with, responding to a question about Ben Affleck, he said he met with Ben and that he wants to direct, and we want him to direct. They just have to find the right project. So not necessarily that Affleck would be directing this, but maybe. I think some people took that as in Ben Affleck getting to come back and do Batman. I don't think that was said anywhere.
No, I think he wants to come back as a director, which he's done a great job. He has an Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So what do you think? It's James Gunn. If he's gonna take Supes down to his early years at the Daily Planet, who do you think James Gunn? He's definitely going to be a more obscure villain, you would assume, right?
One of the villains that comes to mind that could kind of threaten an earlier Superman might be Mongol, and you know, just trying to take people to his war planet that he has. I think that's a good villain. Metallo is a great Superman villain, and someone that you can kill off, and it's not a big loss.
Let's not have Superman kill again.
Well, okay? it's technically
it'll go robot. Ballistic and, like, on the you take, internet.
He takes his heart out or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
and that that happens. So, and there's Lobo, but I don't know how much we want to explore that. But Lobo is a pretty big Superman villain, and then there's a combination maybe of Lex Luthor and Brainiac that you can use, because but I think if you do Brainiac, you kind of have to establish Lex Luthor already. And even if he's not a main player, the fact that you already know who he is and just have him in the background brooding for a film or two, and then bring that in, I think works pretty well. I think it would, but the problem with Parasite though is I think you need a couple more characters in there, to really kind of balance it out. Oh, and then there's Doomsday, which if you do it a little bit better, could set that up
quickly.
Well, they did it. The last regime did it.
Yeah, and I said the same thing already.
You remember when we got that Comic-Con trailer, and it just kept going and going and going, and then all of a sudden it was. They kept going, and then it was like Doomsday. It's like, wait a minute, we're still doing a trailer? Like, this is are we watching the movie here? Those are the ones that come to mind. I really think if we're talking James Gunn, he's doing something like Toy Man. That seems like such a him thing to do, and I think Metallo, because you can almost tinker with the story as far as the Toy Man tinkering and helping create Metallo, if you want to take that narrative, because he's a man robot or whatever. And And at the end of that film, you can introduce Lobo because he's an because he's here to capture Superman. And it would make it'd be fun. It could be really fun. And of course, in the background, looming on Apocalypse, you have Darkseid. And even before introducing Darkseid, you could bring in Mr. Miracle and Barda, which they wanted to do beforehand. You could do the Furies, you could do Orion, you could do there's just a lot of characters that you can pull from the New Gods and the Kirby stuff that they did in preparing for a character like Darkseid. And in between all of that, introduce, or I don't know what they're gonna do with Supergirl now, because I'd be more sad about the fact that we never really got a proper chance to explore Supergirl with Sasha Calle.
The Flash is a big question mark for me, because I questioned, you know, will any movie next year matter? And Blue Beetle, like you said, is most likely self-contained enough that they could plug it in anywhere.
They did
either way, and I think that's a safe assumption. What's up?
They did send out a poster to a lot of people, not me included, which makes me sad. That it was marketing for Blue Beetle. Mm-hmm. That does state on the package, this is just the beginning.
Mm.
So there's that. You take it as a grain of salt.
The hierarchy of the DC universe was changed because of
Well, he wasn't wrong.
Black Adam. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't in his direction.
he wasn't wrong. It did change to some. I'd own that and be like, yeah, I like LeBron James. I knew the whole time.
But the Flash. Most of us have assumed that would be the you know, reset point for a new amalgamation of DCU. I don't even know if it is now. Like, in order to add things to really set it up as whatever James and Peter have planned going forward. You would think there would be even more reshoots having to go on, but I mean, not really. I mean, do you think she continues on, or do you think the Flash is just a, hey, this is the Flash film, and that it itself also just ends right there?
I think the best course of action in this at this point, introduce Wally West.
Yeah,
hint at Wally West.
Like at the very, very end, yeah. It's a new, you know, a new Flash, a new universe,
and it's interesting because, like, for me personally, Barry Allen's my Flash, but for a lot of other people, Wally West is their Flash.
Yeah.
So I think you could do that and get away with it, and then also you have storylines like, Rebirth and stuff like that, that, you know, Wally is really responsible for and things like that. And then he's had enough arcs also, like in Young Justice and things like that, where and then he was the Flash for a very long time, the main Flash. So there's enough push. There's a good transition there where you can,
I mean, you mentioned Rebirth. I mean, could we see an amalgamation of the Rebirth idea with kind of like a Flashpoint setting?
I think so.
In this movie?
It could be, but the thing is, like, this movie at this point, with so many, like, even like regime changes and ideas and actors coming in and coming out, and it's gonna be a weird cocktail of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many people have had their hands on it that I still question why they're releasing it. I get it. It's expensive and whatever and whatnot, but you brought in the old people, then you got to take them out, and we want to do this, and the actors in, the actors out. We're gonna release it. We're not gonna release it. It depends on what he does.
you know, someone's writing it, someone's not writing it. It's a huge mess, and rightfully so because of everything going on in the background.
Yeah,
I think some people are really hyper focused on one thing, and they just want to hate things. But if you look at the bigger picture.
Some just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah, I mean, so I agree with that statement very much.
I tend to be someone that likes to watch the world burn, but not like this. Not like this.
Like the whole thing just needs to be reset. It just did for the longest time because you're trying to plug up holes in a boat that just keeps on getting new holes.
Get a new damn boat. I said on our show last week when we talked about the Wonder Woman 3 being canceled and stuff like that. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't see them resetting the whole thing. I really didn't. It didn't. And even James Gunn was out there kind of like, probably not. We're gonna keep some of the things that are working. And now. No, I think you're right. I think we're going to see a much more of a reset. It's just, do they explain any of this stuff, or, you know, do they just have some projects that are just completely now standalone, like a Peacemaker, where it's like, yeah, Peacemaker was this other universe that doesn't happen anymore. That's fine.
If Amanda Waller is the only thing that survives from all of this, I will die laughing. because it would be funny about her specifically, Waller. It would prove how much of a badass and cockroach she is in the DCEU.
Yeah.
Because if you know her from comics, she's the most annoying villainous character you've ever seen. She does some of the worst things in the name of the government, supposedly. Yeah. And it would be hilarious. And Viola Davis is the only thing that survives because that character is so vile, but she plays it so well too. Like, I can't be mad.
Love to hate her.
Yeah. So, you know, it's at this point, I think what we got to do is let Gunn and Saffron and everyone involved enjoy Christmas and New Year's. And remember that Gunn's not going to be entirely involved for a while because he's got
a Guardians movie coming up. Yeah.
So,
it's going to be an interesting new year. And like I've said before, I have concerns about, you know, comic book movie fatigue setting in and some of these plans again, never quite getting off the ground. It's crazy because 2 years ago, a year ago, maybe not two, maybe, you know, 12 to 18 months ago, we were talking about how much more excited we were for DC's slate than some of Marvel's slate. And then, you know, DC's finally going to get their act together and things are finally going to move forward in a more cohesive way. And then and the whole Warner Brothers Discovery thing goes down and now this. And just imagine if the bottom does fall out on these types of films or even theater industry in general. Imagine never ever getting that. Imagine that Man of Steel, BVS, and Snyder's Justice League is the closest thing you'll ever get to a cohesive DC version of the MCU. That would be insane.
You know, like, and to a point, I do thank WB for at least giving me that because
I didn't like
it. And I say that in the sense of Darkseid's one of my favorite villains.
Mm-hmm.
At least I got a glimpse, man. And it was something that they didn't have to do at that point.
Yeah,
really just because did. Of the way that Josh Whedon really chopped up that film where Darkseid was no longer relevant. I do thank them for giving me a few moments to kind of enjoy one of the biggest villains, if not the biggest villains in comics, you know, that if, whether you want to admit it or not, it, Thanos is based off of. And it all was because Marvel screwed Jack Kirby and he wanted to get back at them. That's a whole other story that you guys should all look up. We had some really, really good times. I think I always thought Man of Steel was good. I enjoyed Man of Steel quite a bit. BVS was edited weird.
Was trash.
If you edit it a little bit differently, I think it makes it for a better movie.
I watched the director's cut. It still wasn't good.
I like it. I agree with Jammer on that one. Justice League was what was released in theater was absolute trash. Aquaman was good. Not necessarily okay. Great, but good. Yeah. Shazam was great. It was just funny. Supposed to be. The first Wonder Woman, mind blowing. Absolutely great.
I wouldn't call it mind-blowing.
It was fantastic. The best female led superhero film that we've had. Period.
I mean, yeah, but they're
shut up, Kyle. Yeah, no, just leave it alone. Wonder Woman 84. Yeah.
That was awful.
No, that wasn't it. That wasn't it, guys. And then Black Adam ended up just kind of being a comedy of itself with just how hard it was still pushed.
Haven't seen it.
And then it was like, I don't understand.
I think it comes on HBO Max tomorrow, and I'm just like, maybe watch it one day.
Yeah, but I will say though that I do appreciate the thing that I liked about DC over Marvel is just the freedom that at some points they did give their directors to go a different direction, and sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. Suicide Squad with James Gunn worked really, mm-hmm. really well. Joker was by accident worked really, really well. and just other things like that. But at the end of the day, and this is I personally, growing up and forever, will always prefer for the DC characters over Marvel. But it's I love X-Men, fine. I love Spider-Man. But I grew up looking up to Batman and Superman specifically. Yeah. Cuz they're you know, they're, those were my heroes. Those were it. And like you said, we need it. Hopefully nothing dramatic happens where we do not get that long cohesive universe that we've all been clamoring for.
Yeah. Like I said, that's my only concern is that there's just not enough time and interest left. Not that there's not enough interest right now, but I feel like it might be waning. And as profits go down, interest goes down, so do the number of projects. Well, let's hope not. Let's hope for the best. Let's hope that James Gunn is able to not just revitalize the DC but the DC brand in general, because even the comics side has been hurting for a while. So
that's all comics in general.
Yeah, all comics in general. But we know that titles can get little boosts from movies featuring their characters and things like that. So it'll be interesting to see just what he can do. But yeah, guys, we'll leave it there. Tell us what you think about Gunn's comments, Cavill's comments, our comments on this. And I really didn't think that they would be doing a full hard reboot. I still don't know if it'll be 100% that because of a few things, but we'll find out more next month in the new year. You guys can always find out more stuff going on in the world of entertainment at lrmonline.com. News articles and kind of aggregation with our takes on them, some opinion pieces here and there, all of our podcasts, celebrity interviews, written reviews, excuse me, and more, all go up. LRMonline.com podcasts available on all your favorite podcast apps, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, Amazon Music. Great shows like Breaking Geek Radio, which is kind of like us here on the Daily Cog, but an hour long and on 2 hours long almost on Fridays. Anime Versal Reviews doing Chainsaw Man, The Cantina for Star Wars, and Marvel Multiverse Mayhem is kind of a, we don't know. We'll see. Scheduling and stuff has become an issue, but we do have lots of reviews, and we will always review movies and shows on Marvel Multiverse Mayhem. Just don't know if the news part will continue on. All of those get video formats, as well as our genre shot trailer reactions, AVR squared anime reactions, all on the YouTube channel. So yeah, check all of that out. Manny, anything else to say?
Yeah, actually, just to give me one quick second. Yeah, so you know, with kind of all the information that's been coming out of different people and passing away and things like that, I think that it is important to make sure that we're all taking care of each other, we are all checking up on each other, and if you feel alone, if you feel like you're having certain thoughts, reach out to someone, anyone who's going to lend an ear. And if somebody reaches out to you, make sure to be that person to listen, to acknowledge. Remember that there's always resources. 988, for example, is the simplest way
to get
a hold of somebody, because it is difficult, especially when you see people you look up to, people you admire, unfortunately taking their own lives. It desensitizes the stigma of what that is, but remember that there's always people around you that you can reach out to, and that is okay.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, join our Discord, have a conversation with us there. We'll chit chat with you about comics, movies, whatever you want. You need just someone to chit chat with. We've got our Discord link down in the description box below. And of course, if you need help, need to talk for help, 988, great resource. All right, guys, that'll do it. We'll talk to you hopefully tomorrow. Bye.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.